was really the start of separation from the kings and the ruling families of the world by the land baron aristocracy. And the Declaration of Independence, which declared that people have a right to self-governance, and the unanimous declaration of the people, the sovereign people of the United States, of March 24th of this year, which declared, we are taking you up on that earlier declaration, and we are instituting the necessary corrections to government to ensure that economic warfare ends. This manifesto is, in my mind, is the next most important document before us, because it corrects all of the defects of the Constitution as it has been laid at our doorstep for the last 200 plus years. So anyway, I apologize for that error, folks. You know, back in 1901, Justice John Marshall Harlan, a man you might want to Google and read about, issued a dissenting opinion in a Supreme Court case called Downs versus Bidwell. And the reference on that is 182 U.S. 244. And if you read the expositions in the Declaration of March 24th, our Declaration, the Restore America Plan, then you would have recalled a quote from Justice John Harlan from that case. And here's what he said. This was a case about deciding whether or not Congress could rule the territories outside normal constitutional limitations. Now, wouldn't that be a no-brainer? All you'd have to do is consult the commandments. And he wound up writing the dissenting opinion, unfortunately. And it said, and I quote, it will be an evil day for American liberty if the theory of a government outside the supreme law of the land finds lodgment in our constitutional jurisprudence. And he went on to call it an era of legislative absolutism. He also said two national governments, one to be maintained under the Constitution with all its restrictions, the other to be maintained by Congress outside and independently of that instrument, would lead to an evil day for American liberty of legislative absolutism. Could he have even dreamt that they would have brought the law of the high seas, territorial jurisdiction, brought inland by way of admiralty, another defect in the Constitution, which we're going to correct in a manifesto, such that they would be arresting thousands upon thousands and eventually millions of people as legal fiction chattel U.S. trust accounts, and holding them for ransom in debtors' gulags? Who would have thunk? But that's the significance of Downs versus Bidwell. So when Congressman Lewis McFadden, chairman of the House Banking and Currency Committee, said the Fed is an evil institution that has allowed them to raise funds so they could buy votes, now you know how those votes are cast, even on the Supreme Court. Well, folks, I hear music. I think I hear music in the background. So we're going to go to a very brief station identification, allow the Republic Broadcasting Network to identify itself. We'll be back in 1 minute, and we'll move on to Article 3 of the Manifesto of Rights in Law, a bill of containment for an unlawful government.
With recent international flight from the